Okay, I'm going out in the audience, right?
Yes, you knew.
Okay,
you
are. That's what I thought. All right, I'm going to come out there.
Take the stairs.
So assume the fetal position if you don't want anything to do with me, or if you do. Let's see if I can do it down there past the dinosaur. Down here, and how you doing? Are you drinking in the audience? Or
you?
What?
I am. You are, yeah.
Oh, is this for me? Oh, how nice of you. Okay, just put it on ice, would you? I like it. It'll chill a little bit. Do the people of Madison wear their hearts on their bumper? To the same extent as Ithacans? Oh, you mean bumper sticker kind of statements? No, generally not. Huh? Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. That your card? Whose card was that? Oh, it's your card. Yes. Well, come here and explain yourself then. Do you have your bumper nearby and we can look at it?
It's in the garage across the street.
Yeah. Oh, well, is it a Subaru bumper?
No. Hyundai.
You drive a Honda?
Hyundai.
Oh, Hyundai.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And is it a lot of bumper room on there?
There's a room right now. I haven't.
What's on your bumper
decide,
right now?
I can't decide what to put. There's so many choices. I can't decide what to put on
what
there.
What are you thinking about?
Well, there's the Ithaca's Gorges, 10 square miles surrounded by reality.
Yeah.
Give me coffee.
Yeah.
My other car is also a Prius. there's so many to choose from.
I'd go with the last one. That seems to be the crowd pleaser.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Less that way in Wisconsin, wherever I'm from.
I didn't know whether it was a college town thing or upstate New York.
Yeah, like got milk. Yeah. So you see a lot of that.
Yeah, yeah. That's good.
That's about it, though.
Okay.
Okay, well, thanks for asking,
yeah,
though.
Thank
it certainly
you.
Put us on the right foot there. You have a bumper sticker on your vehicle?
No, I do not.
No bumper sticker at all?
No bumper stickers.
Is it a Subaru?
No, it's a Saturn.
What's going on here? This place is changing. Can't find a Subaru owner for love nor money. You got a Subaru? Yeah.
I love my Subaru. It gets through me through everything around here.
Yeah. What is everything around here?
Oh, sometimes I'm a nurse, and sometimes I have to go out, and it's like this much snow, and just barrel right through, and just get right through, and up the hill, no problem. Yeah. I love that. But I have a Grand Canyon sticker on my car, and I have a UB sticker from my daughter who graduated electrical engineering. I love my kids. These schools around here are great, by the way.
Great.
Yeah. So, yeah, what else?
Is on your mind? Anything else, or is it just the...
What else do we have on there, guys? Oh, Sim Redmond Band. Gotta have one of Sim Redmond's stickers. Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, it's a great band. Great bunch of people from this area. Yeah, you should go listen to them tonight. I think they're playing.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much, dear. That was a little scary. I don't know. I just mentioned Subaru, and some people leap to their feet. And all right. Have you ever competed in a sperm competition? How do you know when you're in Ithaca? If somebody asks you if you've competed in a sperm competition, and I bet they have them here, don't they? Is there a sperm competition here in town?
There is.
Okay. I'll come over and find out about it. I don't want to get competitive with you, but I'll come over and find out about it. How are you?
Good.
You're Clement Chow?
Clement, yep.
How are you?
Good.
Yes, you said that.
Yeah, how are you?
Explain, I'm a little wary of this topic, but go ahead.
I study sperm competition in fruit flies.
What?
I study sperm competition in fruit flies.
Oh, you study sperm competition in fruit flies.
You know, wondering if you competed your sperm ever.
With a fruit fly? I don't think there'd be even a... I don't think they could match me.
Whoever you want.
And I don't come in with the bananas either. I just got one right there. All right, so... What?
What?
So what have you found out about sperm competition among fruit flies?
These females molt with all these different males, yeah. And they have to choose which sperm to use, so studying, like, what...
So it's pretty much the same?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the same.
Do they go by the... Well, I don't want to talk about this anymore. Thanks very much, though. I thought there was an event here, you know, like for the parade. You know, you have the big parade and everything, all that stuff going on. That's kind of weird. I thought maybe there was a sperm competition associated with it. I have no idea. What's it like to be so fabulously rich and famous? And how do I get a job like yours? I think you have the wrong person. Who do you think I am? Huh? Was that you?
That's me.
Andy?
Yep.
Slusser? Slusser. Step down here, Andy, if you would, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Do you think I'm fabulously rich?
Absolutely. Yeah. I could tell just the minute you walked on the stage.
You didn't mention, absolutely. You didn't mention good looking, I noticed that.
Well, you know, you take what you can get, right?
All right, fabulously rich and famous. Yeah. Okay, well, I think you're thinking I'm someone else, but that could be. What are you doing right now?
I'm in the fabulous world of software project management for Cornell.
Sexy business.
Absolutely, absolutely. But I'm ready for a change, you know. I thought hosting a radio show might be a good change.
Yeah, a software radio show would be really good. You know,
pretty exciting, yeah.
Interview different software products.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'd work on that.
Oh, I'll try. Yeah.
I've got some connections, and if you can use me, that's fine.
That's sure. Well, when are you planning on retiring?
It won't be for your benefit, I'll tell you that. Sit down there, Andy, will you? It's nice to meet you. Everybody wants to be famous. I want to be famous. You don't see it happening to me. Do you know how much my children enjoy your show? No, I don't. Sean Reagan, looks like? Huh? How much do your children enjoy my show? Is that them there? Let's see if that's true. My children don't enjoy my show. I don't know. My daughter says she doesn't get it. She never did. She apparently never will. And she's in college now. She should get my show by now, don't you think? But in college. Yeah. This is who?
Rogie.
Hi.
Hi.
Do you enjoy my show, Rogie?
Sort of.
Well, that got a resounding sort of. And this is?
Patrick.
Patrick, do you enjoy my show, Patrick?
Yep.
There, okay, there you go. One out of two. What? Two more, I don't know how to get to them. Two more, and then we got there? Those two?
Yeah, those two.
What are their names?
Evelyn and Eilish.
Okay, kids, enjoy my show? Sort of. And okay. 25% of all kids enjoy my show, ladies and gentlemen. I won't give the adult figures. They're probably not much better. We're going to play a round of the What Do You Know quiz. A chance for doing fabulous prizes simply for being fabulous and knowing what you know, and maybe having, you know, going to Ithaca College, you know, Ithaca University. It's a university now, right, isn't it? Yeah. Sorry about that. You probably have learned quite a bit. Here's your chance to find out if that's true. Where's the guy with the four disclaimers? Yes, sir. This is where your cue, see? Wow, look, you moved the chair right off its base. Really amazing here. Beautiful state theater. Nice place.
Sir,
movies here when you were a kid?
No, I wasn't here then.
You weren't a kid? I was never a kid. How are you?
Good.
And you are?
Michael.
Michael.
O'Donnell.
Oh, you're Michael. Okay, good. And what do you do, Michael, in life as we know it?
Software developer.
Sexy business. Yes, sir. Big opportunity in software development.
True.
You want to be honest? Here, I'll give you this. You just take it. You don't need it.
The four disclaimers. One, all questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. Two, no, I said fracking gas wells. Three, persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phones trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. Four, all opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio. Its member stations are lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
Well done, Michael. Thank you very much. We can keep that. I'll say I never gave you anything. Let's see the hands of those of you who want to try them at the quiz. Chance for you to win fabulous prizes. Yes, yes, yes. 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 It was you from the start.
Oh, thank you. It's been fabulous.
Yeah, give me back my microphone now. Oh. You're going to take over, I can tell right away here. You are?
Kimberly Brown.
Kimberly, and are you in school here or working?
I work at the Community Dispute Resolution Center as a mediator.
You should get your own column, Kimberly. Give me one good reason, Kimberly, you should play this quiz.
I am moving to New Orleans, so I need all the Ithaca love I can get.
Yes. Needs Ithaca love. Kimberly, come up here if you would, dear. Join me on stage here, if you would. We need more applause till we get there, you know? That's how this works. Applause, applause, applause. Oh. So are you from here originally, Kimberly? Or
no, I'm from Rochester.
From Rochester. Is there any sort of rivalry between the Rochester area and the Finger Lakes area or the...
Rochester
friendly,
is...
Friendly
rivalry. Rochester is a flower city and Ithaca's gorgeous, so...
You think they overplay the gorgeous too much?
Yeah.
It's gorgeous this, gorgeous that.
Yeah.
Gorgeous here, gorgeous. But it is. The gorges are gorgeous.
Yeah.
It's a unique landscape.
It is beautiful.
They should make science fiction films here. Have they ever done like a science fiction film? With Rod Serling, I would think he would have filmed in the gorges, you know? And Kimberly, why are you moving? What's the deal?
More opportunity, and it's more diverse in New Orleans.
But is it more inclusive?
That's a good question. Yeah. oil is all inclusive. Yeah. So.
Yeah, that's certainly true. Boy.
Hurricanes know no race, so they know no boundaries.
A lot going on down there. And are you here? Who are you here with? Family or?
I'm here with my friend Ruth.
Ruth. Hey, Ruth, take a bow. Take a bow, Ruth. It's all right. And is this you've always wanted to be on this quiz show? Is this
I've
something
always
you've
wanted
dreamed
to,
about?
I
don't want to put words in your mouth or anything.
It's been a fantasy of mine ever since I was 10 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Hopefully you're not 35 now as a result of that, because it has been 25 years.
I am 35.
You are? Oh, my God. I didn't mean hopefully you're not 35. I mean, that's a wonderful age. Isn't that amazing? So we raised you, basically.
Yeah.
What do you know? And we did a darn good job. Boy, did we do a good job. You know? Even as a teen, you never rejected us. And
No.
Yeah. I like that. Kimberly, you know this works. Someone out there plays along with you and teams up, and you become a brain trust. How do we do that, Jim Packard?
Since today's show is an encore performance, do not call attempting to answer the qualifying question, but save your call for another time.
Many students attending Cornell for the first time have overly high expectations of what aspect of the university, according to a local pundit, such as the dining halls and that kind of stuff. Let's go to the phones right now. Rosie's on the phone from Spartanville, South Carolina. Hi, Rosie. There she goes. Okay. Ned's on the phone from Rochester. Beautiful. Flower city. Flower child.
How are you doing there?
How you doing, Ned?
Very good.
Yeah.
I'm doing pet sittings. I run a pet sitting service.
You're doing what? Pet sitting?
I run a pet sitting service.
You're not sitting on the pet, are you, Ned?
Well, I just got done doing that. Now I'm going to my next one.
Yeah. What, do you hatch the eggs? And then you're on to your next pet right now?
Yes, I am. I pulled over to talk to you.
Oh, okay. What pet were you just at?
I was just with three kitty cats.
Three kitty cats? Are they doing well?
They are doing well. They sit on the couch with me, and we watch TV together.
How wonderful for them. And then, Ned, what pet are you heading towards right now?
Now I'm heading to a small papillon.
A small what?
Papillon? It looks like, how would you describe a papillon?
It's a French general, isn't it?
It looks kind of like a rat, but it's a dog.
Oh, a rat dog. How nice. Do you treat them any differently than the normal dogs, or...?
They're more of a cuddle doggy.
Oh, okay. Well, let me ask you this, Ned. Students attending Cornell for the first time may have overly high expectations for the food service.
Okay.
Yes, that's right. Okay. Because it's so vaunted. See, it's a good thing. Okay, Rochester, Ned, Kimberly, Ned.
Hey, Ned.
Kimberly, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Yeah. And you're both from Rochester. This is a basis.
Yes.
Okay.
Originally from Brooklyn, but we'll go with Rochester.
Okay. That'll work for this purpose. Now, the two of you work together right now. This is not competitive. You work together. It's cooperative. Jim Packard, what are the categories?
Categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, or odds and ends.
Okay, Ned, you pick the first one.
Why don't we go with current events?
Are you pulled over in a safe spot there?
I am indeed, with my hazard lights on.
Good man. Is that rat dog pining away for you right now?
As long as I'm there by 12 o'clock, he'll be happy.
Okay. All right. We'll get you there. We'll get you there. What'd you say, current events?
Yes, please.
Yes. How much is it? Is a cab from Ithaca International to the Commons?
Say what?
How much is a cab from Ithaca International Airport to the Commons? At worst.
At worst, I'd say $15, but then we caught it car share, so it's not.
Okay.
You know, that's a bunch of people in the same cab.
15 at worst. Okay.
I'm going to go with her since she's in the Ithaca area.
Okay. Anyone pay more than that for a cab ride in the town, from the airport? 16?
20?
With tip?
With tip, it could go as far as 25.
All right, we'll take it. We'll take it. 15.
Okay.
All right.
Very good.
It varies quite a bit, I guess, being unregulated and everything in some respects. And
one right, no wrong.
Okay, very good. What's left there?
People, places, school, science, odds and ends.
Kimberly.
I will go with people.
People it is. Kind of survey results and stuff like that there. Even if there were a magic fitness pill, what percentage of Ithacans would still work out? 79%, 51%, or 3%?
We're
pretty active in Ithaca. There's lots of biking and hiking, and
you gotta hike.
Yep,
there's no way of getting around it, really.
yeah.
Literally.
Yeah. We have our own bike lanes, so.
Yeah.
I would say 50.
79, 51, or 3?
51.
Or 79
or
3?
Or 79.
Yeah. Or 3 would be the lowest. 79 three. Would be the highest. totally up to you.
I
Is this how you do counseling?
I do.
Is this your counseling approach? Like this?
Yes.
I could do counseling.
We follow the parties. So yeah. We're following. That's at 3.
Tell them what they know they know. Yes.
What they know is 79%
is right. Yes.
There you go, Kimberly.
All right.
Two right, no wrong.
Okay, you guys are doing fabulous. So what's left there, Jim?
Places, school, science, odds and ends.
Ned?
How about places?
Places. Were you trained as a rat dog sitter? Or Ned, what is your actual training in?
Marketing and psychology.
Oh, God, that's perfect. Perfect, then. Perfect use.
Are you into mediation, Ned?
Into mediation? No.
All right. The world's largest peace sign made of humans was assembled where?
Can I get you to repeat that?
This is a no-brainer. Come on. The world's largest peace sign made of humans.
It's Stewart Park is.
Where else is it going to be? Stewart Park. Yes, that's right, in Ithaca.
No.
Holy cow! Yes, unless you disagree with that, Ned.
No, I'm going to go with that.
Yes. Okay. Well, they've won the quiz.
Won the quiz, and they can stop here and take a prize, or they can go out and try for the mother load. They do have to answer two questions correctly from our remaining three categories. If they miss either one of those, Amy Dickinson will turn that joy into concern.
All right, Jim. Thanks for paying attention, man.
Okay.
You want to go on? And
what do you think, Ned?
For the giant kielbasa. For the whole kit and caboodle.
All right, Ned.
Yes. Okay.
Let's go.
All right.
School, science, odds and ends.
School, science, odds and ends. Kimberly?
School.
School it is. All right. Dr. Carlisle Cullen and Jasper Hale both have a Cornell connection in what novel and movie? Please.
Whoa.
Do not yell Twilight out from the audience. Jim, I want you to reprimand that audience member.
You stop that.
Dr. Carlisle Cullen and Jasper Hale both have a Cornell connection in what novel and movie? series of vampire-related flicks, movies and what have you.
Teen angst.
Could be Twilight.
Yeah, teen angst. Teen angst and vampires. That's the thing right now.
What about Twilight?
You know, a teenager being a vampire is redundant, if you ask me, frankly.
This anyway, is why I listen to this show every week.
That's an editorial comment. I have two teenagers, so I have a right to say that. Yes.
Twilight rings a bell.
Twilight?
That's what I'm thinking.
Yes, the new moon, I guess, is where they're featured. But we can accept Twilight, can't we?
Yes, we can.
Yes. Woo-hoo! Oh, yeah.
For right, no wrong.
For right and no wrong. Okay, what's
all
left
right,
there?
All right, Kimberly, here we go.
Comes to science or odds and ends?
Science, odds and ends. Ned?
I'm going to go with science.
Science, it is. From the Cornell Labs to you, moth spit. Does it produce a greener broccoli, bigger potatoes, or rayon? Moth spit. Research done here at Cornell on moths that spit, or the spit of moths, I guess it would be, in the Andes, Colombian Andes moths in particular.
Oh, Andes moths. Well, that sounds like potatoes.
I mean, that's not, yeah.
That's... You're saying bigger potatoes?
Yep.
Ned, go along with that?
Yes.
That's right, bigger Woo! Potatoes. Oh, wow. Unbelievable. They've won everything.
Oh, wow.
Ned.
Way to go, Kimberly. Nice point.
Ned, you've won a bottle of fine Bellwether Liberty Spy Heart Cider featuring a nice sweet front end and a long finish. Crafted from Northern Spy and Liberty apples from Bellwether Cidery overlooking Cuga Lake in nearby Trumansburg. Savor life on Trumansburg's Main Street with a sampler of handcrafted artisan chocolates and classic candies made by Darlin Overbaugh at Life So Sweet Chocolates. And keep warm on chilly nights wearing an authentic Ithaca is Gorgeous hoodie from the Ithaca Visitors Bureau. Kimberly, for you, you'll celebrate your quiz victory with not one, not two, not three, but four bottles of Finger Lakes wines, including Swedish Hill Cayuga White, Knapp Sangiovese, American Bacco Noir, Lucas Vineyard's 30th anniversary dry Riesling, four of the 16 wineries on the famous Cayuga Wine Trail, and the morning after you can waken your senses with an artisan coffee sampler, including Colombian Finca San Luis, Ethiopian Amaro Gallo, and the sweet start smoky finish of Leftist Espresso, all from Gimme Coffee, neighborhood coffee at six locations in Ithaca and New York City. Congratulations to you.
Congratulations, Kimberly.
Thank you, Ned. Hang on. Make sure you get that.